Sonia, l'actualitat del MACBA. El llibre com un espai, Philip Tuck, dissenyador gràfic.
I think the book is a very specific space. I call it a space with its own problematics, with its own way of being, with its own development as in time as in space, and I think you can have more or less this talk about the same thing in the exhibition as in the book, but in a different way. I did a book with an artist from England, John Murphy, who's very involved with books also. And we did a book where the exhibition and the book were like two autonomous things. They worked with the same material, same painting, same sculpture, same thing, but once he did it in real, in physic, in the space, and once he did the show in the book. Totally different in his approach, because a book, of course, is his own medium. You go from the front to the back, you can go back. There's a memory working in, because when you turn the page, you still have in your memory what was on the other page. It's like going into a room, going out of the room, and it has his own specific roots. And also, what is nice with the book, that text can be very present. It's a very good place for text, because, well, you could make it in speakers, but people will not be concentrated enough to listen to it. They will lose the thread in between, in the running of the text. So, and in a book, you can much more put text in his place. The image is mostly a reproduction of a work or a book or whatever. So I always like the idea that text is very important in books, because it's his almost his own place where he can exist, a text. So that, of course, influences a lot how you deal with the book as a medium. And if you work with an individual artist, the way you make the book, of course, is much linked to the work that the artist makes. Like, for example, Lothar Baumharten, he has a very long tradition in bookmaking, and he works very closely together with the graphic designer. I think his whole life he worked with the same Dutch designer, Walter Nichols, who I like a lot his books. And they have a very close relation. They work very close together in making the book, and I think that the result of it is made by the two of them, by this tandem, with this collaboration between them. That the book is a kind of teamwork with the artist, with the editors, or with the publication department, and the designer. I think if this three has to fit together. I always say it needs two to tango. You cannot do it alone. It's impossible to make a good book.
El rol d'un catàleg dintre d'una exposició.
There are different types of books, catalogs, and this is, I think, very important. Before to go into your question, is which kind of book? For me, I make two different types of books. One is more group catalogs with a certain theme, and the individual artist books. And I think that an individual artist book has a big difference, that the artist is totally involved in it. When there's a group show or a group book with a certain theme, the artist is not or less much, much less involved. So this gives a big difference. And I think that the role of a catalog in an individual exhibition is like an extension of an exhibition. Also, it depends on which kind of work the artist makes, because not all of the work of an artist leads to really go into a book. Depends from the position of the artist, which position he takes in this, and how far he likes the book as a medium, how he deals with the book as a proper medium. When you have a group show, it gives you the opportunity to go in, or a team show, it gives you the opportunity to go much deeper into the thing. You can focus on things like the book we are preparing now on public spaces, photographic public spaces. It's a very small part of the exhibition, but it goes much more deeper. It gives a lot of text, reference text around the images that you see in the exhibition. Because in the exhibition, you cannot start to read all these texts. This is impossible. It's more a reflection. You take the book home and you can start to read and go deeper into the matter.
Espais fotogràfics públics. Exposicions de propaganda. De pressa a The Family of Man, 1928-1955.
This book, of course, has it's a very small part of the exhibition. And this book has been made by the curator, Jorge Ribalto, and the publication department. And I think it's the collaboration of all this effort from these different people that we came to that book. Because, let's say, the content is much more defined by the curator, and when all this material was together, we sat down and we're looking for a possible trajectory. How can you put all of this in a book? You have the images, you have the texts that were original texts that were published in the moment that the exhibitions went on, and then you have the more critical text on this exhibition. So we were looking for different systems, different ways of navigating in that book, that through the photos, through the text, that you find your way, because it's quite complex to explain all this different material, what is the status of this different material. So we were looking for different types of letters, different colored backgrounds with the images. The way that we put the books in it as a reference material also has a different status than the photos itself. So we were looking to altogether to a way of going through that book that is still understandable for people. And of course we put a lot of images from the exhibition, the documentary images we had from it, and full page images. And then in between you have all these different texts who explain the different exhibitions, who are critical about it, or give comments on it, or make reference to other exhibitions. So this was how we worked on that book.
Organización del material.
Each question, there is an answer. And I think whatever question that comes from a museum or from a curator, I think you have to analyze the question and to see what is the material. And the answer is always, okay, sometimes it's more complex, sometimes it's more easy, but you always can find the solution through the question. And of course, the form it's going to get is by working on the material. You decide, for example, why did we take that format? Because we saw that all the photos that were double spread, double page, they had more or less the same proportion. So we say, we don't want to cut a lot in the photos. Let's see what is the proportion of that photo. So, and let's make it as a double page, so that we don't have borders a lot. So you will see there are a few ones, then I put some black on the bottom to compensate, not to cut in the photo. And this, for example, we said also, well, it's a lot of text in that book, so it shouldn't be a big book. Because if you want to read, you prefer to take it in your hand. So this kind of very practical questions define, for example, what the format of this book could be. So it's not, let's make a small book, let's make a big book. No, it's just what is this about? What do we have there? So we say, okay, we have so many texts, we have this kind of photos, let's make this kind of proportion, this format, and of course you count what does it all cost. So there are certain formats of paper that are cheaper, so you try to fit in all these elements and you come up with this format. This catalogue, I'm quite happy with the result we are very close to achieve now. We only have to discuss the cover, where we're going to end up with it. But I think it's a very nice mixture between very nice images that reflect very well how these expositions were installed in the times in the 30s, 40s, 50s until the family of man. And near this, there are a lot of texts that try to talk about this installation, that gives it a context. And that's what I think in the sense that this catalogue could be a success, or could be called a good catalogue, because it gives you a lot of background information. It's not only a reproduction of the exhibition and to show the same things. No, it gives you much more material, reference material. And of course, the exhibition, you cannot take it home. This you can take with you and you can take it home and you can go deeper into the subject. So when I say good catalogue, I don't mean on design level. This is not up to me to talk about that. But it's in his structure. And I think that this, for me, is very important when I work on a catalogue, that you have to find a very good structure, you have to find a good way to display the things, that people can find their way into it, and that it adds a bit to the complexity of what this exhibition is, and tries, on the other hand, to explain how it works. And the result of this should be, of course, that it's a nice catalogue to look at. But this is not the main starting point. It's, because I always say that the good result is embedded in the question. When there's good material, when you have a good show and you have good material with some good writers and good text, you can, it's like a flow. It goes his own way, and you give it a certain form, but it could be this form or another. But it's more the content that gives you the answer to how you should treat it. And I think, for example, that here the index, the content table, shows very well the complexity of the whole thing. And hopefully will help to navigate through that book.
Sunia, l'actualitat del MACBA. MACBA.cat